4.75, up 1.5. March 3.57¾, up 1.25. Go out to July at 3.74¼, up 1. November soybeans, 9.37½, up 2.5. January 9.45½, up 2. July 9.69½, up 1.75. October soybean meal, 335.50, up 5.70. October soybean oil, $33 even, up 12 cents. October live cattle, 167.17½, up 107.5. October feeders, 244.42½, they're up 2.10. And October lean hogs, 109.95, up 182.5. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, earlier in the week, I was thinking that the technical action of the marketplace was perhaps signaling that December corn could make a run at 350, maybe November beans a run at 950 or thereabouts. December corn 344 has almost got that job done. Is the marketplace maybe technically foreshadowing some sort of a bullish surprise that we might see tomorrow in crop production numbers?
Well, I think initially you have to say that the market reached a price level of value, and the market ran out of sellers after the private estimates that came out last week, especially after the FC Stone number that put corn production right up against 15 billion and soybean production at 4 billion. And when the market wasn't able to respond to bearish news, that turned a lot of the technical buyers to the long side. And basically since then, this rally has been, open interest has been increasing, and prices have been rising. So that does tell you that some end users decided to start covering some of their needs on that failure of the market to go lower. Now, whether or not it's telling us that the report on tomorrow is going to be bullish or not, who knows on that. You know, there is a general belief in the trade that tomorrow's report's really not going to shed anything new on the situation. We know we got a big corn crop. We know we got a big bean crop. You know, the bean crop is somewhere between 3.9 and 4 billion, and the corn crop is in a price range or a range between 14.5 and 15 billion. You know, some kind of feel that USDA will maybe ratchet down the acreage numbers. Based upon what we see on the FSA reported acres reports, there's room for USDA to do that, but I'm not thoroughly convinced USDA will do that tomorrow. They may wait until November or maybe even January before admitting that they made a mistake on acres. They still have time for the FSA reports to come in and make them right yet. So I'm not quite sure USDA is ready yet to fess up that they missed the acreage numbers. So that could end up being a little bearish in Friday's report.
And might we see a much smaller yield increase than the trade is expecting?
Well, that I'm not too sure, but I mean, the USDA did come in less, you know, more moderate on the last report. They may do that again on this report, simply because USDA has they take their time. Sometimes they get real aggressive, but they got real aggressive, really, on that you know, September report with some pretty big jumps. So the jump here may be more modest, and, you know, you're right. If the production number doesn't get any bigger, then basically, you know, the bearishness is priced into the market, you know, the futures won't go down. The key, I think, is probably what's holding this market up more than anything, is the harvest is being drug out through harvest delays. And we continue to use the daily consumption and the weekly consumption of what we do. And the more the harvest is drug out, the less likely we're going to get ourselves into a harvest glut situation that could push prices sharply lower. So as time goes on, this is, you know, somewhere in here, this market it's done what it needed to do to start with, bounce off the lows, and then someplace in here now it needs to start cracking sideways to build a base until all the crop is put away in the bin, and then then it'll be the function of the market then to get it out of the bin. But that's going to take a little while.
Do you suspect that this rally that we've seen over the last several days is the beginning of going sideways?
I think so. That's my best guess. Probably more so on corn than maybe soybeans. Corn has really bounced off their lows. You know, we're up for the week. We're well off our lows. The price action does suggest that the market is, you know, maybe found the futures low, and now the basis levels may have to do the rest of the work.
Would it be prudent for producers who need to make sales to take a look at tomorrow and maybe have some sales stops above the market just in case we get some sort of big knee jerk?
Well, I would say the way I would approach the market, depending upon how the individual is sold up, I would take a look at buying puts, maybe selling some calls above the market in case this market does want to go on up another 20 or 30 cents on the corn and maybe 30 or 50 cents on beans, and you still have the opportunity to price at a higher level. But it would also put a floor underneath the market if everything turned sour and the weather forecast would turn drier, and all of a sudden, you know, we get a lot of inventory moving into the pipeline, and we get a lot of hedge pressure to send this market lower. So I would be more conservative in the sense of buying near the money puts, selling some out of the money calls, see what happens over the next 30 to 60 days.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace: hard red winter December wheat, 577.5, down 9. Soft December, 495, down 12.75. December corn, 344.5, up a quarter. March, 356.25, down a quarter. July, 372.75, down a half. November soybeans, 936.5, up 1.5. The July, 968, is up 1/4. October soybean meal, 334.50, up 4.70. December, 311.90, up 210. October soybean oil, $33, up 12. December, $33, down 2. October live cattle, 167.42.5, up 132.5. And October lean hogs, 109.82.5, up 170. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.